Triple M News.
An 11-year-old girl is fighting for life after falling off a moving car on Sydney's North Shore. Kate Waterworth had been dropped to a friend's house at Barowa when she climbed onto the back of the car as her mum drove away, the fall leaving her with serious head injuries. Inspector Jane Hansford telling Nine everyone's thoughts are with the family.
And I know Crash and the Hornsby Police will be making a number of inquiries to try and ascertain exactly what happened.
A mum is set to be charged after allegedly leaving her kids locked inside a hot car while she went shopping. The two boys, aged 8 and 5, were spotted inside a car park at Liverpool in Sydney's West yesterday afternoon, an hour after their mother left them. She came back to the car just as police turned up, the kids treated for dehydration. And authorities have located the wreckage of a small plane in Tasmania and believe there's no chance the pilot could have survived. The aircraft went missing near the rugged Arthur Ranges in the state's southwest yesterday morning. Nathan Lyon has kept the Aussies in the hunt heading into day 4 of the opening test against India in Adelaide. The spinner claimed the wicket of Virat Kohli for 34 late in the day. The tourists will be resuming in a strong position at 3 for 151, a lead of 166. Indian quick Jasprit Bumrah says his side has the edge if they can get on top this morning.
I think it's slightly in our favour because the late wicket was a good thing for them, but I think we have a good lead if we capitalise. First session will be a very important session if we capitalise on that, so that will leave us in a very good place in this match.
Play will be starting half an hour early at 10 a.m. Adelaide time due to yesterday's rain. And a shock result in the A-League with cellar dwellers the Wellington Phoenix beating Sydney FC 3-1. Melbourne Victory won 2-0 against Adelaide, and the Perth Glory down to Melbourne City 1-0 in the other matches.